السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Two inquiry came to me. You read them by yourself. I want you to read them. And both of them is very serious. And some of them ask me, okay, what do you want me to do? What is the exact cause and the remedy? And the person who asked me this question, I love him for Allah. I know him now for almost 10 years. And I tell him, it's very simple. Number one, if we believe in the message and we value the message and we feel the responsibility of carrying the message, is this our behavior first? You see, we talk like that over the text. Text, mashallah, we text. Link, link. I send you a link, you send me text, we talk so beautifully. If I die now, Allah will tell me how much you talk and how much you text. Or how much you do and how much you did. And I tell you today, and I tell you 10 years ago, the remedy number one, we carry the responsibility. And we start correcting ourselves. And we feel the responsibility by putting the responsibility as a priority. Today, I saw it for 30 years almost. We talk like that, and everybody talks so beautifully, and we're willing to go for dinner or lunch very expensive or a vacation or something. And once it comes to the deen of Allah, we will not willing to do the same, even think about it. I give you example. You know me for 10 years or more. You want the remedy. Okay. If you have no money, make dua daily. If you have no money and you have no ability, okay, take a few hours. Do some zikr and dua. Make dua for the ummah. And if you believe in the message you hear, if you believe in the message you hear, what you should do? Spread it. Spread it the maximum you can. And spread it the maximum you can daily. Devote it 1-2 hours daily to spread the message. Be responsible. Be responsible. Today, may Allah forgive me. We're not united. We're not united. We're not united to Allah. We're not united to the message. We're not united with each other. And the musibah is, when you look to the cult and the sect and every nonsense, they are united. It's a musibah. It's a big musibah. And when the time comes to do a good deed, again, we do it according to desire. According to what I want. I do everything the way I want, in the time I want, without no consultation, without no any, nothing. This is what we're doing, Ya Abid. This is what we're doing, my dear brother and sister in Islam, all over. By this way, we're not united. We're not united together. We're not, you see, we talk so beautifully. We send link very beautifully. We send text very beautifully. How many of you come to me and tell me, brother, my dear brother in Islam, tell me what to do. And you take it responsible. And whatever I said, you do. And you do it the way you do a job, or even the way you do a meal. You see? Now, let's talk about the problem. The problem, for example, when you look to the message about the dogs, the dog is a very beautiful message and our behavior. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned about the fitna of the ummah will be the money, the fitna of the ummah will be dunya, the fitna of the ummah will be the belly. What you saw in a segment is poor people, average people fighting over some rice. It's a style. Is a style, is a style of ignorant and greed and selfish. What about the people who love what they want and they have to eat what they like and they're willing to spend the money and time to go look for only one meal? What you talk about that? You have today people willing to spend the money and time to go after one meal. By this way, you have amount. You have certain style. The bottom line is the priority is the meal. The priority is the body. The priority is the nafs. We do the same thing with the clothing. We do the same thing of everything. To the point the nafs become high. When the nafs become high, is no obedience to Allah. The obedience of Allah is an obedience of a style. The way we dress, with the way we live, this our Islam, ya abid. Our Islam is ignorant. We have no Islam, ya abid. Our Islam is a very tiny amount of Islam. Read the crisis of the Ummah, or watch the crisis of the Ummah. I emphasize it. Read Surah Al-An'am and the Makki Quran. Where are we from Makki Quran? By this way, link, text, talk. Okay, if we believe in all the knowledge we pass it by, where's the stand up and sacrifice? Where's the stand up and be united and get together and consult a learned person or somebody we trust? Okay, and tell him, okay, give us the remedy, give us the steps, and we follow. If this is the case, this is not the condition. This is not the condition. Why? The nafs is high. If the nafs is too high, we are in a state of ignorance. We are in a state of arrogance. We are in a state of jahiliyyah, even with the knowledge of Allah. I give you an example. Go to YouTube, watch some of the topest celebrity in Islam today, making convention, making dinner, fundraising dinner in fancy hotel. But when they see mistake happening, and the people accumulating food and throw it away, the speaker do not talk about it. Why? Because he cannot talk about anything to upset the audience, because the amount of money he will receive. I bear witness to Allah, when I used to make any event and I see some major mistake, I collect it. I try to say what is going on. People do not like me, and that's it. But I said what I have to say. By this way, we're not giving the message. We have this lamp today as a skeleton. Very small amount of people carrying Islam. Real Islam and real Iman. And most of them is non-Muslim. Most of them is non-Muslim. But we live in culture, custom, nafs, hawa, desire, ignorant, jahiliyyah, you name it, in every aspect. By this way, the food is just one segment. Clothing, style of life, style of thinking. It has no obedience. The obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to how I feel. This is not obedience to Allah. And the musibah, you find all this is breeding among the learned people. And the learned people and the people seek knowledge. They want accumulate knowledge. They want spread knowledge. But they want to stay in a state of jahiliyyah by themselves. And they refuse to cleanse themselves. They refuse to capture their nafs. And if you give them advice, they become very irritated and very upset. And they become, wallahi, more than animal. They become so rebellious. And they call you names and you name it. This is a condition. What is the remedy? The remedy is very simple. You heard it from me 10 years ago. Hear the message. Believe in the message. Live the message inside. Let it manifest outside. Live with it. Live for it. For it. You know what meaning live for it? Meaning you implement the last few verses. You implement the last 3-4 verses from Surah Al-An'am. And you say, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Everything I have for you, Ya Allah. And if you do so, now you're doing your my utmost. You do your utmost. You do what it takes from you to do. You see? This is not a talk. It's not a talk. The message is not a talk. Read men around the messenger. All of them sacrifice. All of them sacrifice everything they have for Sabilillah. Today, we just link and we go to sleep. That's it. I send you a link, you send me a link, and that's it. What are we willing to do? How much we ache? How much we're willing to spend in time and effort and money? How much even we ache in our heart and we make dua. And how much we are willing after that to be united and come with a systematic way and do. And we listen and we obey. No, after that, we want to come, criticize, do our way and run like a wild beast or wild horse. This is what we're doing today. This is what we're doing with the message. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ The message will be revealed. The message will rise up with me or without me, with you or without you. And it's up to us to decide it to be serious, to be real, to be a real Muslim, to be united for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do whatever it takes to elevate the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and alleviate the suffering. We have to live it, not talk it, not link it. Live it. Live it the way Allah wants and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us. Not a talk. Action. Action until we die. Not a desire action. No. Systematic action. I hope this answer your point and another point. And this applied in a family, in a mother, in a father. Look. Look. How many women, how many men listen to my message and still follow culture and nafs and worship their children and they do not feel it. They do not feel it. And they're so arrogant and ignorant with the what called obsession of children. I saw it, a lot of people obsessed with the children. They're even not able to let the children go away and learn and grow. And they think they protect their children and they destroy them. And they refuse to take any honest, decent advice and consultation. They refuse. We refuse. We refuse. We have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do. But it takes a person who said, Oh Allah, your deen of you, your deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my deen, is my responsibility. I have to do what it takes. I hope I give you the answer. It takes men. You remember verse 23 Al-Ahzab? Among the believer is men. صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ They are truthfulness in their covenant with Allah. They never change. They hold tight. Some they did, some they hold tight until they meet Allah. May Allah make me among them. May Allah make you among them. It takes a covenant until you meet Allah, not a desire, not if I feel like it, not a link and I go to sleep and I watch a movie. No, no, no. The message of Allah is very serious, is very serious. The deen of Allah is high, the Jannah of Allah is high. May Allah make us among those, inshallah. I hope I answer your question, inshallah. Please, imagine. With all these messages, how many people have a serious message with me? Not even a few. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.